Happy Memorial Day. This is the time when we have prayer for those that are on our hearts, and also we welcome those that are visiting us. And I know we have one visitor, and typical me, I've forgotten his name already. Would you like to identify yourself, sir?
Jacob.
Okay, Jacob. And we do have a gift for you. Don't go flying out the door after the service. And this is a day, a special day, that we remember those men and women that have died for us on the battlefield. My dad was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was in the first platoon that made it to the river. He lost a lot of comrades. He had a lot of memories. Some good, some bad. He had a flag that he made as platoon lost their American flag. So he was the son of a seamstress. So guess who got elected to make the new flag? They raided a few farmhouses and got scraps of material, red, white, and blue, of course. And he made the flag. And he kept it. It was a bit of an argument when he passed away who was going to get that flag. My oldest brother, who's still alive, got the flag. But it's a special memory for him and for me, too. So I still remember sitting on the shelf. But we want to remember our men and women who have passed on the battlefield. They've served their country well. Do we have anyone else to think about that has been sick, those that need to be remembered in our prayers? Oh, Phil, you're right there. Where's the mic? Sorry about that. Got thinking about things. Okay, Phil's going to pass the mic to you. Your name. And who you need to be prayed for.
Yes, hi. And I want to lift up my nephew's niece. My great niece, I guess. But anyway, her name is Millie Kilgore. She's about 3 years old, and she had a seizure just a couple days ago. So they're running lots of tests on Millie to find out for sure. Think it may be something. Whenever you think about people. Yeah, no, people that have seizures. Epilepsy, yes, thank you. But anyway, for Millie. And then as we came through the gate this morning, Nick told Marion and I that at like 3-something this morning, he had a granddaughter born. And her name is Eliana Rue. And the reason the Rue come in there was because that's what he called his daughter as she grew up. So, for Eliana Rue.
My name is Marion, and I have a few. We just went to two weddings, and we'd like to lift up both of those couples. One couple is the Batiste, B-A-T-T-I-E-S-T couple, and then the other one is Blackbird, Rowdy, and Madison. Blackbird.
Blackbird?
Or Blackbird.
Okay.
He's a Kansas boy. Also, Gentry, Pear, J-E-N-T-R-E, Pear. He's also a Kansas. He's fighting bone cancer, but he's also our daughter-in-law's uncle. So he's not doing very well. We'll lift up all those that are traveling from our church family and our own families. please. And then I want to lift up a situation in Washington, D.C., where Israeli diplomats were assassinated. I'm not sure when this took place, but I know that the UN has been involved in all that, but they were murdered in Washington, D.C. at some point, and just the chaos that's created because God loves his people, the Jewish people, so much, and people want them dead. So just want to lift them up. Thank you.
Those, if the same couple that I'm aware of, they were about to be married, about to be engaged to be married, and it's real sad, very sad.
I'm Jim. Is Chris and Laurel here by any chance? They're our neighbors. Some of you know they had a fire Sunday night, and they're a total loss. And they have good insurance, and they've been doing well. We need to pray that they make some wise decisions now. They have some decisions to make, but they do have an unfinished apartment over their business in Little Kansas, so they've been staying there, and they really don't need anything. Many people have come, and they thank you all for all the offers, but they're doing pretty well, and just pray for some wise decisions.
They're the ones that own the coffee shop. No, not the ones. Okay.
They've been here many times.
They usually sit in the back over there. And he's tall, and she's a little gal with dark hair, and very sweet people, good Christian people.
Laurel, yes,
Chris and Laurel.
Chris and Laurel. With
Elliot,
yes.
Melvin lost his youngest sister Thursday morning.
Melvin's youngest sister.
Please, Ryan. I've been gone for quite a while. I finally went to the doctor, and she said, it's not a contagious cough you have, it's allergies. So, sorry if I'm coughing, but I haven't this morning. How about that? But I was, the last few weeks I've been with my son's family, and the little girl who's not even 2 years old yet, Paisley, that I've told you about, who had so many problems. I couldn't believe when I saw her. She looks like a 4-year-old. She's as big as a 4-year-old. She talks like a 4-year. I just couldn't believe the progress she had made with her mother and her grandmother, the family, helping her grow up. She still has major a digestive problem. But with God's help, we'll get her through all this, and she is just so lovable. And I can't, I mean, she's as tall as a 4-year-old, too. She's running. She's doing everything, and that's because everybody's had faith that she's going to get well.
Amen.
And she will. They may have to do major surgery, and it's something similar to celiac, which a nephew of mine had when he was a baby. But it's very, very rare, and keep praying for her to find the right diet. And she has, and a doctor in Cincinnati, but unfortunately insurance won't cover it, someone that far away. But if we can pray that she does find the way to find someone in our area that has the same expertise time that can lead, take care of her. Thank you.
My name's Mary. And speaking of flags, if anybody's ever up there at the courthouse at J, the big, huge flag that has been matted, it has 48 stars. And my daughter found it at a garage sale for $5, and she was telling them about it, and they wanted to mount that to put in the courthouse, and we're very proud of that. And I have two praises. I went to a doctor's this week, and they've all given me a good report. And just remember me tomorrow. My love of my life passed away 4 years ago, and we were married 65 years. So it's going to be a hard day.
Lynn Bell, just continued prayer for Henry's twin brother Joe Bell as he continues to go through tests, and we await the outcome. And also, please lift up our daughter, Melissa. She's going through a bit of a rough patch right now and really needs our prayers. And we're still looking for, pray for transportation, affordable transportation for her. Thank you.
My name is Eric. I have two. I have one, my best friend that's in Ohio. She has had an eye surgery for cataracts. Both of her eyes are going to have surgery on. And then me, I've been gone lately, so I went to the doctor, and they have permanently deferred me to no longer donate plasma because of my chest pains. I've been having low myo heart attacks, so I can't have no longer that. Just pray for me for that.
Your friend's name?
Christina.
My name's Debbie, and I would like to tell everybody that I appreciate all the prayers and continue for my great-granddaughter. Because she needs them, and we want her back with our family. So thank you.
My name is Sally, and I know he won't tell you himself, so I'm going to do it. Peter went to a regular doctor's appointment this week, and the doctor was concerned, put him on an EKG machine, and found that he was having AFib. He's been sent to a cardiologist, and we want to pray that he gets that appointment soon, so that we can find out what's going on. But he's now on two blood thinners, and that's kind of a serious thing. They're worried about a stroke. So if you pray for Peter, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Father, we are so grateful for our country and the freedoms that we have, the freedom here this morning to meet together without any fear of harm. Many of our Christian brothers and sisters across the world go through that daily. And I'm just so grateful for the freedom that we have to be able to gather together, to be able to speak to one another here and in public about those things that you've put in our lives that we're able to share with others. And we're just so grateful for that freedom of being able to share the gospel. And Lord, we want to lift up Millie today, this three-year-old who's having seizures and unaware of right now what's going on. They think they know, but we just pray that as they continue to look into her life, that they will be able to find those things that will help her and to be able to bring these seizures to an end. And Lord, we want to lift up the Batiste family and the Blackbird family as they have put themselves together, the Batiste family and the Blackbirds, as they've gotten married. And we just pray that you'll bless their lives together and they'll continue to look to you and keep you in the center of their marriages. And Lord, we want to lift up Gentry Pear and the ongoing battle with bone cancer. We just pray that you continue to be with them and just continue to be with the doctors as they continue to make decisions so that he will be comfortable and be able to once again do the things he loves to do. And Lord, we want to pray for our families who are traveling, our church family and our biological families as they're out and about. We just pray for safety. We pray that they will return back to us quickly. And Lord, we want to lift up these families of the Israeli diplomats in this murder and now causing this chaos throughout the world, not just here in America, but everywhere. And we just pray that they will be able to calm this situation as soon as possible. We know that's a tragedy that none of us want for anyone. But we just pray for their families, and we pray for the country of Israel. As people continue to target them, we know that they are your chosen people. And we just pray that you continue to lift them up, and we pray for them and pray for peace in their land. And Lord, we want to lift up Chris and Laurel in the loss of their home, a total loss from this fire. We just pray that you continue to be with them as they continue to make decisions about their future. We know that right now some of their material things have been taken care of, but we just pray that you'll be with them and as our church family, that we continue to lift them up and come alongside them in this time of need. And Lord, we want to lift up the Newland family, Melvin and the loss of his sister. We just pray that as they continue to move forward, that they will be able to come together and comfort one another in this time. We know that not an easy thing to go through this loss, and we just pray that you give them the strength and courage that they can give to one another. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Joe and his test and the outcome of those tests. We just pray as they continue to move forward that they will be able to find what needs to take place in his life to give him a healing so that he can move forward and do the things that he loves to do as well. And we want to lift up Melissa, who's having a rough time right now. And we all go through those patches of life, and we just want to lift her up right now and give her wisdom in this time. We also want to lift up her transportation situation, that will be resolved quickly and that it will be convenient for her. And we just pray that there again, that your speed will happen. And Lord, we want to lift up Christina, who's going to have eye surgery very soon on both eyes. We just pray again that the doctors will be able to do the things that she needs to give herself back to her normal life, and that she'll be able to see and do the things that she loves to do. And we want to lift up Eric as he's been diagnosed with having mild heart attacks, And we just pray that you'll be with him and be with the doctors as they continue to work with him. Help Eric to make good decisions so that these things won't continue, but they'll go away. And we just pray in time that, they'll stop. And Lord, we want to lift up Debbie's great-granddaughter, and you know the situation there. We just pray that you continue to be with Debbie and the family as they continue to pray for her and come alongside her. We just pray that you give her the wisdom to be able to uplift and encourage her family. And Lord, we want to lift up Pete this morning, who's been diagnosed with this AFib, with a lot of concern from family members, and Sally as well. We just pray that you be with them as they find a cardiologist and begin to make decisions, and that they be able to get this under control so that Pete can go ahead and continue to do the things that he likes to do and loves to do. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our first responders and, our military, those people who are on the front lines every day going towards danger and, keeping us safe and keeping our lives in this free land. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our mission of the month, Cooks and Hills, as they continue to work with children, as they continue to share the gospel with those children that are at risk. We just pray as they continue to move forward, and in these last couple weeks of school, we just pray that you give them a calmness in the busy time, and we just pray that their graduation will go well. We just pray that you'll continue to bless this ministry. And Lord, we are grateful for those who have defended our country and those who have lost their lives. And as we remember them this weekend, we just pray that we continue to be grateful for those that have stood the test and put their life on the line for this nation. And Lord, we want to praise you for Eliana Ruth and the great news of her birth. And we just pray that you'll be with her as they move forward. And we pray that you'll be with the family. And we just a celebratory time. And as Ramsels and Langstons, we're celebrating the birth of Levi. We're so grateful for that, and we're just so grateful for how things are moving forward, and we're just so pleased to, have him with us. And Lord, we're grateful for Paisley doing well and progressing well, and we just want to continue to. We're just amazed at, her progress, and we just want to continue to lift her up as she still has many things in front of her, many hurdles that they have to cross over. We just pray that you continue to be at the family, but we are so grateful for this good report. And Lord, we're grateful for Mary and her good report that she got this week, and we're just grateful that she's feeling better and she feels good enough to be here with us. We pray that her health will continue to stay good. And we want to lift up Mary in this, time of, remembering her loved one. And we just pray that tomorrow will be not just a, rough day, but those who love her will come alongside her and lift her up and encourage her. Lord, it's been good to be in your house. We're grateful for your son and the sacrifice. I just pray that as we continue to move forward this week, that we will love those and share the gospel with those. In your son's name we pray. Amen.